Thank you for calling customer support. Nigeria speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a complaint. I'm very upset. There was $94.80 taken out of my account for something I did not receive from y'all, and I don't understand why y'all did it. Before I try to close my account at the bank, I'm trying to get this resolved.
All right, and what's that zip code?
It's 29579. This was done last Saturday.
First and last name?
Betty Henry.
Can you verify your shipping address for security purposes?
My address is 615 Greta Loop, but I never received anything. 615 Greta Loop, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, 29579.
All right, yes, it does show that you ordered our skincare cream and our skincare serum, and it does show that you paid for shipping and handling on February 20th, which was $4.95 and $5.95, and after your 14-day trial was up, you was billed a full price for those samples.
I beg your pardon?
Yes, you was billed a full price for those samples. After your 14-day trial was up, you didn't call and cancel.
I didn't receive anything like that, ma'am, to do that. So I don't know what's what, but $94.80 got to come back in my account.
So you didn't receive the skincare cream?
What is it? I mean, this is something that's happened with my account frequently. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but I don't have that cream. When was this cream supposed to come out to my house?
Okay, it does show that the cream was delivered February 25th at 11:35 a.m. in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, by the USPS.
So what can I do about this?
Well, charges are valid, ma'am, because you didn't call any counsel after your 14-day trial was up, which it does state that on the website.
It does state what on the website? What website is this on?
Did you order it off the website?
I'll just go through my bank. My bank will take care of it. I'll just go through my bank. It's fine. I'll go through my bank because I'm not gonna fight y'all about this. I'll let my bank handle it.
All right. And can you hold for me while I speak to my supervisor to see what she says?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you for holding for me, ma'am. I did speak with my supervisor, and she said I can offer you a 35% refund since she wasn't aware of those terms and conditions.
Well, what is 35%? I mean, that's still, I'm missing a lot. How much is that?
Okay, let's see. All right, it's going to be 33.22.
out of $94.80, man, really.
Yes. Now I can see if I can apply my family and friends 50%. You want me to try that?
If you can do what now?
Apply my family and friends 50%.
Okay, anything will help because I mean I call my bank will get it all back.
Okay. Well, yeah, the 50% is $47.45.
So I'm stuck with losing $40 some.
Yes.
Okay, when would you apply this back to my account?
It would go into your account within 3 to 5 business days, but I will go ahead and submit the refund now.
Okay. I see now I'm going to have to get a card to use online because this has happened with the gas station and everything else. My account has been dealing, I mean, people have been going to my account taking money out for stuff I haven't gotten. I had that happen before the last company refunded all of my money. I mean, this is, I don't know. I'm just not going to argue this morning. I've got too much going on right now.
All right. Well, thanks for calling customer support.
Can you repeat that?
I said that the refund will be going back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. It is canceled out. Do you have any other questions for me today?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.